Hello, and welcome to another episode of Lunch and Learn with Jessica. I am your host, Jessica Phillips, the American Martial Arts Marketing Coordinator, and thank you for tuning in. This week on Lunch and Learn with Jessica, we are going to chat about how to get your Facebook page noticed. So grab your lunch and grab your notebook, and let's get started. So the question of the day is, how do I get my Facebook business page noticed? How do I get my Facebook business page noticed? And there are many ways to get your business page noticed or liked, and not just liked, but get your followers to engage as well. But first, we must create a business page, and this is super simple. If you haven't created a page, contact me and I will help you and give you a few tips to get that started, because we are living in a day of social media. So in my personal opinion, it's important for every business to have some kind of social media platform, and Facebook is a great asset to any business. So let's go ahead and get started with our 10 tips on how to get your Facebook business page noticed. So the first tip is to complete your profile. Complete your profile. Add all of your business information, including your cover page and your profile picture. Make sure you have this, okay? It's imperative, and make sure you add your hours, your email, your website. You want to make sure that you have a complete profile page. This is like exchanging a business card on the street. Your Facebook is the first thing that people are going to see on Facebook that is going to either keep them engaged or turn them away. All right. When you meet someone in the street, you hand them your business card and you put on your best voice, you put on your best presentation. So go ahead and look at your Facebook page as your business card. Okay. So that's tip number two, and make sure you have everything complete. I'm sorry. That's tip number one. Make sure you have everything complete on your profile. Tip number two. Send out an email letting everyone know about your page, and you can send this out to your business contact list. If you are a mature business, you have built up an email list of 100, 200, or 2,000 people, go ahead and shoot them an email and send out an email blast and let everyone know that you have just created a Facebook business profile and you want everyone to go on there and just like it. Okay, just as simple as that. If you are a newer company and you're just getting started, go ahead and share the page on your personal Facebook page and invite your friends and family to now like it and share it with their friends and family. All right, see how that works? So either way, word is going to get out that you have a Facebook business page. Tip number three, add your Facebook information in your email signature. All right, make it easy for people to access. So this isn't just for the people that you're going to send the blast out from tip one. This is people that you're now going to acquire, clients that you're going to send emails to. So that way, at the bottom of your signature, it normally has your name, your business, your title. It has all that information down there. Go ahead and add a button or a Facebook link down there, so that way they can click on it and it'll bring them directly to your page. So the next tip, tip number four, all right? You want to make sure that you add your social media info on your business cards, all right? We spoke about a little bit about a business card and how important it is when you meet someone, you have all their, you get all the information from a business card. Give them access to who you are and where they can find you, okay? That's what a business card is for. It gives them access to you, to a phone number where they can access you, and now a Facebook or social media platform where they can find you as well. So you want to make sure that you add your social media info to your business card. You can also put it on the doors. If you have a location, you can put it on the doors of your business. You can put it in the reception area, any place that people gather, you can put it there. And a new new thing is now to go ahead and add it to your car. So get a window decal, right? And now you're going to go ahead and put it on your car so that way you're advertising 24/7. No matter where you're parked, no matter where you're driving, you always have your decal working for you. So that way when people pull up to a light or people see your car in the parking lot, it shows them where they can find your business. Okay, so that's a little tidbit as well. Put a decal, get a customized decal for your business and put it on the company truck, or get a smaller one and put it on your personal car. All right, so tip number five, create and schedule your post. This is important because people want to see activity. When people go to a page and, you know, you have a page that was created in 2011, but they haven't posted anything since 2015. Most likely, if I go on that page and I don't see anything from since 2015, I'm going to look over that page. I'm not going to visit it. I'm just going to say, oh, I guess this page is inactive, or this, you know, company went out of business. So don't let that be you. Create the page and keep up with the post. And it's easy because you can schedule a post. All you have to do is create a post for that day. I would say set up a time at the beginning of the week, whether it's on Sunday or whether it's on Monday, whatever you choose. And you go ahead and say, you know what, I want to post something on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. On Monday, I want to say X, Y, and Z. On Tuesday, I'm going to say X, Y, and Z. Well, it's simple enough where you can go in, you're going to create five different posts, right? We have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's five different posts. For Monday, you're going to say, hey, happy Monday, have a great week. Go ahead and hit schedule. Schedule that post to pop up at the top of the morning, say 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever you prefer, and then schedule it. Well, at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning on Monday, that schedule is going to automatically pop up on your timeline. On Tuesday, do the same thing. Hey, and if I'm advertising a coffee shop, good morning, happy Tuesday. Stop by to see me at X, Y, and Z coffee shop. We will promise to keep you awake with our 10% off discount on coffee from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Come by and see us. All right, schedule that post. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you'll schedule your post so that way you don't have to be in front of your computer because we get so busy. Trust me, I know, we get so busy. So that way we need our post and social media to work for us, and Facebook makes it easy to create and schedule posts so that way you don't need to be in front of the computer, but you can just sit at the beginning of the day, or the beginning of the week rather, and schedule your post for the week and let Facebook do the work for you. All right? So, tip number six, find out the best time of day to post. Check your insights to see when your audience is most active. Your insights can be found by clicking on Post Insights, and it's easy and it gives you a clue how to post and when you get the most likes. All right, and this can be done by going on Post Insights. Tip number seven, engage with your audience. Go through and respond to comments. We spoke about scheduling your post, so that way now you want to go back and like the comments on the post, okay? Don't leave your audience hanging. If you're going to reach out to them, make sure you like their comment and you are engaging with your audience. Tip number eight, create an ad. Be sure that the ad is cost effective and is relevant. Okay, an ad is easy to make. It's simple. If you need help, make sure you email me at amaawhoswho@gmail.com, and I can give you more tips on that. But what an ad does, it reaches out to the market that you are trying to market. So if you want to reach out to 17 to 18 year olds, this ad will reach out to them. If you want to reach out to 30 to 35 year olds, the ad will reach out to them. If you want to advertise a bicycle or a tricycle to a 5 year old, reach out to the parents of 5 year olds. It will help you to generate the income that you want. So create the ad, but make sure it's relevant and it's effective. Don't waste any money and select your audience so that way your budget is used properly. Tip number nine, put social media icons on your website. Okay, we spoke about this before, about it being in your email address. So make sure that you have it on your website as well. So anyone who visits your website will be able to click on the link and it will go directly to your Facebook business page. You want to make sure that it's easy for people to find you on social media. Tip number 10 is have a contest. Give something away. All right. Give something away to your followers. So that way you're having fun with them, you're engaging with them, and you're having them interact with you. Have a contest. If I was a bakery, I would give away free cupcakes for a year. What they would do now is go ahead and share the contest for an entry. So every share can equal an entry. Every like and comment can enter, make an entry. So the more entries you have, the better off you are to win. And the more entries, the more they are sharing the page, and your Facebook business page will get out there. So make sure you have a contest. Make it fun. That is our 10 tips for the day.